Welcome in! Latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Bratton. Go by SEC Mike on the Twitters. And there he is, everybody's favorite cousin, Cousin Shane. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy, what's going on? Man, we're 2 days away, huh?
Yeah, I mean, SEC football is finally back, Shane. And there's nothing I like better than an undefeated SEC team. And hell, all 16 are undefeated right now. You know what?
They all win in a natty this year, Mike.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Seriously, man. I am so excited about college football. It's not, you know, at first it was just the coaches talking and now we got players, but it's now we're putting shit together. We got games being played Thursday. We got game Friday, just a little plug here. Me and Mike are going to be watching the Baylor Auburn game. So hopefully we can catch you Friday night. We're going to be drinking. It's going to be a little more laid back, a lot more cold beers and talking about how much we love Hugh Freeze, you know?
Right. And I don't know if you saw this, Shane, but you know, all my days are blended together. I'm still a little sick. I'm getting into game shape here, but one of these days, it was Michael Raleigh. Shout out, loyal cousin Michael Raleigh. I think he's already in here in the comments, but he proposed a challenge.
Yeah,
I committed to it. You were not on, so I'm not committing you to it.
Okay,
but he said every time Hugh Freeze benches his quarterback during the live show, we got to take a shot. And I said, I'll do it. Now, here's a caveat, though. Because Hugh Freeze, he's a little tricky, right?
Yeah.
He could, like, rotate quarterbacks. I said, no, I'm not taking a shot every time they rotate because that could get us kicked off the air. But if he benches quarterbacks, I'll do a shot each time he does it. How's that sound?
Yeah, I'll do it. I got the perfect stuff for it right here, Mike. Look, you little king snake, help me out. Oh, hell yeah. Cousins, Tennessee Legend Distillery, if you get a chance, please swing by these locations. They've got several in Sevier County and East Tennessee. They got one in Nashville. We've got a lot of cousins sending pictures. I appreciate everybody going to your local shop and saying, hey man, we want this on the shelf. You do that, they ordered it, take a picture of it, send it to us. We appreciate it. And I'm telling you what, Tennessee Legend is listening. They got some pretty exciting stuff coming up, Mike. I don't want to quite give it away, but just know they are looking for the true legends out there in the comment section.
Right. Yeah. So that's a little teaser. As always, though, Shane, we got to remind the cousins, we're also brought to you by MyBookie.
Yes.
This football season, and Shane, they got a new promotion out there for the cousins. I had to double check. I had to triple check. I had to make sure I didn't drink too much Tennessee Legends, and I was imagining this promotion they're giving away to the cousins, Shane. If you go over to MyBookie, sign up for an account, use the promo code SEC, Shane, they are willing today.
Mm-hmm.
To match, not match, that's what they were doing, but now they're doing something unique. I mean, I can't even get this out, Shane, because it's like so, it's so wild. But for your first wager, up to $500, could be, you know, as low as, I think, 10 or 20 bucks, whatever you want to initially put in, you put in that promo code SEC, you win the wager over at MyBookie, you get to keep the money, you can cash out and peace out. But if you lose it, whatever your amount is.
Yeah.
They'll just give it right back to you. So you can keep playing over at MyBookie. Again, this is up to $500. They're willing to do this for all the cousins that use that promo code SEC. So put your $500 on Auburn, and you'll have $500 no matter what happens. You know what?
Win or lose, you know, which is going to be a win, but absolutely.
Yeah, and you know who's always a winner, Shane?
Who's that?
Cousin JR. He's back. He's done it again.
Legend, Cousin JR has done it again.
Shout out JR, Shane. He has gifted a membership to Paxton. Paxton, welcome
to the family.
And then, hey, I know we had talked about this off air.
Yeah.
I think this is kind of what I was hinting at that I forgot to mention. We had a terrific suggestion. I want to give a shout out to Cousin Mace because he emailed us.
Yeah.
And he said, you know what you guys should do? And we both thought it was a hell of an idea. this football season, each week, pick a cousin.
Yeah.
And have them submit their picks for the week. And you know, rotate it. So 1 week it could be a different cousin. The next week a different cousin. And we're going to keep a record to see if the cousins are more accurate than you and I, Shane, at picking these games. And I can almost promise you they are. So I could think of no one better than Cousin JR if he wants to do it. Again, no, you're not obligated to do this, JR. If you are not comfortable or you don't want to do it, nobody has to do this. But I thought it would be pretty cool if JR, maybe he can hit me up via the email, thatsecpodcast@gmail.com, and give me his picks for week one. We can reveal those on the Thursday show when we reveal our picks, and then at the end give JR's picks, and I bet he does better than us, Shane. What do you think?
Celebrity pick, week one. I love it.
Celebrity cousin pick.
Celebrity cousin pick coming up. Now, this is great because if anybody knows us, Mike, we are terrible at betting. So odds are the cousins are going to win this thing. But, yes, I think this is a great idea. And, hey, if you got other ideas, feel free to submit them. We'll run with them if they're good. If not, we'll laugh and send them to each other.
Hey, we also got a very nice donation here, Shane. So shout out. Let's see it. Josh Weaver gave us $5. Now you have to talk about my Hogs first. Woo damn pig. Shout out, Josh. We appreciate you, buddy. So let's talk some Razorbacks real quick here, Shane.
All right.
for Cousin Josh, who they got Alabama A&M.
That's it.
I wish they were playing a real team so we could get a measuring stick, but you know, they're playing Butch Jones. They're gonna whoop Butch Jones' ass week two. So you know, if nothing else, Shane, they're gonna cruise to an easy win this weekend.
Yeah,
this is one hell of a weekend in the SEC. The only problem is if you got a game like Arkansas, Alabama, A&M, nobody's gonna see it except for diehard Razorback fans,
right?
But that's probably perfect because hell, they all say you suck and your coach is getting fired and you're flying under the radar. Well, I can guarantee you they're gonna fly under the radar this weekend. <You know? laughs>
They are, and potentially week two. You know, this is a team that probably will not be talked about till September 13th. I mean, barring a horrible, horrible event, you know, but this is a team that will be under the radar till September 13th. But I absolutely love that. I mean, with Arkansas coming into the season and the expectations are so low, you know, this is a perfect opportunity to be that sleeper team, to be that team that shows redemption in 2025. And I mean, they got the pieces. They got a great quarterback. I love Bobby P. I feel like this is an opportunity. And Taylen Green, here you see him on the screen. This is a guy that, I mean, he is on a long list, but I have seen him on Heisman list. This is a guy that has nothing but a high ceiling above him. Unfortunately, that debut won't be till week three and for the other SEC fans.
Well, how about this? We'll say this. I guess Alabama A&M, knowing virtually nothing about Alabama A&M. How many touchdowns for Taylen Green in that opener? I'll set the over-under at 4.5. And the only reason I may not go over is because he's probably not going to play in the second half. What do you think, over, under, 4.5 touchdowns?
I say under because I do think that this is going to be a very let's get him off the field kind of game. Let's get Russell involved. Let's just ground and pound and get out of here. So I expect, like Steven said yesterday, clean the bench. You know, let's get everybody out there.
Right. Well, you mentioned Steven Lassen, one of our favorite Stevens. Another candidate for favorite Steven. Steven up!
Always showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven up. Roll Tide.
Hell yeah. Thank you, cuz.
Steven up. He gifted a membership, Shane, to B. Schultz. B, welcome
to the family.
Maybe we do Steven up week two for the cousin pick'em if he wants to do it.
Hell yeah, Steven. Come on now.
And then we get Liquid. I mean, we gotta get Liquid into the conversation as well. Shout out Liquid. He has gifted a membership, Shane, to Benjamin Carey. Benjamin.
Welcome to the family.
A lot of bees out there. What's up with all these bees?
I don't know, but I just like the teams get involved. We got Florida in here. We got Georgia in here. We got Bama in here. I'm seeing them. They're all fired up. Sven over there in Germany talking about how he's going to whoop Tennessee's ass. He's over there. I see him. I see them all in the comments.
And Horton hears you, Shane. Just gifted six memberships. Golly.
Well, apparently, Horton couldn't hear you, so he's gifting you a membership.
Hell yeah. Come on, cuz.
All right, so here's the ones Horton's gifted to. War Damn Ohio. What a name. What a name. I love it. Here's the other ones. Justin Summerlin.
Yeah.
Hook'em PNW. Uh-huh. J-Rock USC. Stuart Alexander. And Chris Horton.
Welcome to the family.
Courtesy of Horton Hears You. Thank you, Horton. We appreciate you, buddy.
Hell yeah. Thank you, cuz. Appreciate that.
And then the Gunner, Shane. Gunner's back. Gunner's gifted a membership. Damn. Big LSU guy. He's gifted. This is a tough one. Rahino Hazio. I swear I butchered that, but Ray, welcome to the family. Sorry for butchering your name.
Welcome, Rezino Hazino.
And then Wardam, he's contributed, Jay, $10. Appreciate you, Wardam. If Hugh loses the game on Friday, is the season over?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes. Yes. This is the most important game in Hugh Freeze's life. If he loses week one, he will be fired within 2 years. He'll be fired this year. I thought about, hey, maybe they sneak out with a 7-5, something like that, and they're rebuilding. But no, this is the year, Mike. This is the year for Auburn to take that huge step forward. And if they don't, if they idle after all that money they spent to build this roster for Hugh Freeze,
yeah,
get him the hell out of here. This is a big football game, Mike. I'll say it on the mountaintop. This is the biggest game of the week.
Ooh. Well, you know what I think of this man, Hugh Freeze, and the fact that I picked this photo for him. I think it gives you an indication. But I will disagree with you, Shane.
Huh?
If Auburn loses to Baylor,
mm-hmm,
I don't think it kills their season. I think, now, if you lose to Baylor, again, you know, this is like a toss-up type game. It's on the road.
Yeah.
Who knows what could happen? If you lose that one, then I think Oklahoma becomes a must win.
Yeah.
Because I think as long as you win one of those, I think you could still have a really good season. You drop them both.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy. Oof. That's what I'll be out on old Hugh if he drops to Baylor and Oklahoma.
I think maybe that's my biggest concern, Mike, is losing to Baylor gives me no confidence that you can beat Oklahoma, no confidence that you can beat A&M. And, you know, if you're five games in and you're sitting there with three losses, I mean, what are we doing here? It's like, pull the trigger already. So that's my thought process, because if those losses do happen, you know he's going to be a total loser on the mic. You know, I mean, you can only imagine what he's going to say, who's going to blame, how many quarterbacks we're going to see in this situation. So, I don't even want to go down that road. Let's just focus on doing task at hand, beating Baylor week one.
Yeah. I mean, nine times out of ten.
Scott nailed it.
Nine times out of ten.
Shit. Damn, Mike.
He's never going to live that down. Yeah, shout out, Scott. You lose to Baylor, you're starting 2-4, maybe even 2-5. So, I mean, it's a huge, huge game.
Yes.
And that is, Shane, we went not even 15 minutes in. The title of the show, Who's Got the Most to Lose Week One? It sounds like you're all in on Auburn. Is that's the team that's...
Yeah, that's the team.
Has to win more than any other, you think, in the SEC?
Has to win the most. Oh shit, I just now saw that talk. Maybe that's subliminal messaging. I was like, man, why do I feel like I need to tell you who I think will need to win the most? Maybe because it's above there. Yes, I do. And I guess I shouldn't have tipped my hat, but Absolutely. This is the most, this is the biggest must win game. And Mike, one of the biggest parts is not so, like, if this game would have been, you know, noon or, you know, 3 o'clock on a Saturday mixed in with all these other games, it's probably not as big of a deal, but it everybody will be watching it Friday. Everybody will be tuning in. They got to listen to RG3 for 60 minutes. You know, there's a lot riding on this football game. And if that happens, Mike, that failure happens, that's the problem, is people just will remember because that's what they were watching.
Right. Hey, shout out Shane Volpett. What a name. He gave us 1998.
Yeah. There he is.
Marvin Harrison and Donovan McNabb ain't walking through that door. Falls by 50. Did you see the Rush Hour? He said, buddy, it's going to be a tight one here. He's got no confidence in Tennessee. He's the exact opposite of Volpett. It sounds like you're pretty confident yourself, huh?
Yeah, you tell him Kentucky ain't playing Syracuse, you know? that's crazy. Well, I enjoyed the show, by the way, Roush Hour. That was a fun one. But no, I'm not worried about this one. In fact, you could roll out there with 10 players on offense. Forget it. You don't even need a quarterback. You should still walk away with a win. I feel pretty confident about this Tennessee defense. They basically won five games by themselves last year. I feel like that's what's going to happen in this one. They are going to destroy Syracuse. I'm not tipping my hat and telling you who I think will win this game, Mike, but I will tell you this. I have all the confidence in the world that Josh Heupel will be ready for these boys.
Over under passing touchdowns for old Joey Aguilar against Syracuse.
Over under probably be 2.5. I expect a lot more running, obviously, with the Tennessee team. But I think maybe even two. Let's put it at two. I feel like getting to three would be a tough one.
Okay.
It could happen. I mean, they're talking about how shitty these cornerbacks are. And, you know, they're saying all the right stuff. You right. know what I'm saying? But I do worry a little bit because, that's what we do. That's what Tennessee fans do. they just wait and worry.
Now, I wasn't asking you first quarter how many touchdowns.
Nice. Okay. Nice. Good.
Hey, shout out Boomer Sooner Forever. He gave us $20, Shane. Evening, good sirs. My donation for some must-have Montsegrias down there in Norman on Campus Corner. Much love, Boomer.
You we had appreciate some of them, you. Didn't you?
Oh, yeah, we had too many. But this is another one, Shane, where, unless you're a diehard Sooner, you're not that fired up to watch Illinois State.
Yeah.
But we are fired up, Shane, because it's going to be the debut of Job Matier down there. Ben Arbuckle met with the media today. He sounded pretty damn fired up, the new offensive coordinator. Obviously, we're very fired up to see Matier, but aside from maybe Matier, what will you be most excited to see the Sooners in their debut this year?
Just the whole offense in general, with Arbuckle and all these new toys on offense, it just feels like, to go from how bad it was last season, how can you not be a little excited to see the showcase that's going to be put there on the field? So Illinois State is another one of those hang 50 on them. Right. I believe the Sooner fans, there will be 90% Sooner fans in the comment section on Sunday after these games ready to crown this guy as a Heisman candidate.
How vanilla do you keep it, though, for Michigan coming to town the next week? And again, I think you could keep it vanilla and just like you said, I mean, win by 50, 60 points.
Yeah.
But, Jaden Knott, we'll see how many carries he gets in a game like this. Deion Burks, I want to see a healthy Deion Burks out there. But I don't know, that's an interesting thing because with this style of offense, it's about reps. You know, I don't know how vanilla you keep it, but I would imagine they're going to hold some back for Michigan.
I get that. I don't know you hold back. I feel like you get more involved because one of the things that Oklahoma is definitely going to want is some of that competitive depth, later right. in the season. But the main thing for me, Mike, is just confidence. Confidence for the fans, confidence for this football team, confidence for the coaching staff, the boosters, everyone involved with Oklahoma Sooners. Coming out here and putting this team away. I'm not worried that this is going to be a football game, but there is that part of you that worries that last season there was a couple of games that should have been over with by halftime that weren't. And that's the main thing. I want to feel like this is two different teams. This is JV versus varsity out here, and that's the confidence I want to hear. Every drive ends in a touchdown. Every defensive ends in a three and out or six and out, or something like that. That's what I want to see, is just complete domination and build the confidence back up there in Norman.
Mm-hmm. Shout out Crazy Cheese Whiz. Shane's been a member for 4 months. Game week.
Yeah.
Go Tigers. Cheers to week one. Cousins, and cheers to you, Crazy Cheese Whiz.
Hell
also,
yeah.
Cheers to Steven Up.
There he is.
$20. Thank you to That SEC Podcast for helping us get through the offseason. We appreciate you, Cousins. It's football season.
Hey, I want to thank the Cousins, man. Here, cheers to the Cousins for sticking around and helping us get through the offseason. Sometimes it's the content. Sometimes it's just the humor. We've had an absolute ball this offseason, but this is why we do it, ladies and gentlemen. This is why we do it, because the next 3-4 months, come on, man, it is nothing but college football action, and we deserve it, don't we?
Well, I'll tell you what, Alabama deserves a good showing against Florida State. For mm-hmm. Steven Up, let's talk some Bama here. On the road at Florida State, can you believe all the trash that old Florida State's talking?
Buddy.
They're a 2-touchdown underdog with 13.5, if you will. Over-under is 50.5 points. But, man, we got to see a new-look Alabama.
Yeah.
They're talking up Ty Simpson. Apparently he's looking sharp as hell in camp. Defense bringing back a ton of production. But there's no room for any more hiccups. This is year two. This is my pick to win the SEC. I want to see that right out the gate, going to Florida State and whooping their ass.
Yeah. No, that's this one right here. It's funny because some of them we're going to have to like fabricate storylines, try to get things going and riled up. Florida State did it themselves. They put a damn bullseye. And it's so funny coming off the season they had last year. It seems like if there's any ACC team that wants to kind of sneak into this SEC conference, it would have been the Florida State Seminoles. But no, they're beating their chest, which I think is awesome, because they're challenging, in my opinion, one of the best defenses in the country. And I know, Mike, you didn't like how things ended last year, but I'll tell you what, brother, this is a super, super talented football team, and I feel like there is going to be some breakage in this game. There's going to be a moment where everybody's going to look at that dude on the sideline and say, what the fuck were you thinking? sorry, Mom, didn't mean to say the F word.
Well, how about I know what this man was thinking, Shane? And yeah. I think you're going to agree with it. Shout out Carl Junkins, gave us $5. His prediction for the Tennessee game, Shane, 42-13, the good guys.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
That sounds great. That's a hell of a half, too, man.
let's say that is the final score.
Yeah.
What do you think? Does that change anything? Because there's a lot of... outside of Rocky Top, of course, there's a lot of Debbie Downers out there. A lot of people doubting the Vols.
Yes.
Like old Nick Roush out there. But you know what I mean? Like, again, he's not on an island. This is a program that has turned the corner. Josh Heupel just got a contract extension or extended his deal because he's, been one of the best Tennessee coaches. Quite literally, in recent times here. So everything looks to be on the up and up, but there's a lot of doubters out there. If the final score was 42-13, do you think that changes the narrative for any of the haters?
Yeah. I all we need, man, is like one 60-yard pass. You know, it's like just something down the field. And you know, for me, it's the one question mark they have is that quarterback. And if you come away with that score, then yeah, there'll be those that say, well, it's Syracuse and blah blah blah. It's like, no, they're looking to hate on Tennessee right now. So don't give them that ammunition. Come out here and show you that, you know, this ain't the old Tennessee. You know, they don't just rebuild, they reload. And that's exactly what they did there in Knoxville.
Right. And it certainly seems like every time that, you know, you might be a little concerned, like the curses of Tennessee's old, you know, whether it's Florida, whether it's Bama. We can't beat these teams. Josh Heupel shows time and time again that this ain't the Dooley era or Butch Jones or Pruitt. You know, that's long in the rearview mirror for Tennessee. You know what?
It's gone. It's gone. We have – this is a new team. But, you know, you're flirting. It's Tennessee's flirting with one of those powerhouses that we talk about on an annual basis. You know, when you're flirting with college football playoffs or making the playoffs year after year, we talked about, there's a couple of coaches like this, Drink over in Mizzou, Lane Kiffin down there in Ole Miss, that they want to say that these programs are elite, you know, but it feels like they just need one more good season, you know, and I think that's where Josh Heupel is here. They keep waiting for that run. I don't know. Hell, I think Tennessee's already there, but you make the playoffs, you know what I'm saying? I feel like Heupel's got a little bit of a head start. Maybe him and Lane Drink needs to do it one more year.
Right. You know who doesn't need to do anymore, Shane?
Who's that?
Cousin Carl. He just gifted a membership to John Boggs. John, welcome
to the family.
Courtesy Cousin Carl. We appreciate you, buddy.
Look at this one here. Oh, Flocky Simmons here. 11 Twin Truffle Shuffle Shay. Spot the ball, baby.
I think I can't remember the bet, but I think you have some kind of truffle shuffle on Florida, Tennessee.
Yeah, can we remind me what that is? Because I'm starting to wonder now. I've had a few beers since then. That's what we need. We need like a list that keeps up with all these ongoing bets, you know?
Right.
Maybe if the cousins can put that together, that'd be awesome. We'll name the list after the cousin that puts that together.
Well, how about this, Shane? Because, again, the title is Who Needs to Win the Most? And shout out, I don't recall who it was. Shout out the cousin that was here literally before we even started like an hour before. They said, man, Florida. The answer is Florida because of who they're playing, I assume, and because of, you know, Shane has built this as a house of cards that could topple at any moment. Mm-hmm. Buddy, it comes toppling down quick if you lose to Long Island, doesn't it?
I mean, people are going to be Googling this logo, Googling this team. They have no idea. I didn't have any idea. When I first saw that, I'm like, who the hell is this team? You know, it's just one they just made up on I'd never seen the Sharks before. So, yeah.
Right.
I'm not worried about – I guess, can you lose and win, Mike, in this game? And go with me here for a second. If Florida, and you know how Billy likes to play games close, if Florida wins this game 24-7, is that a loss? Is that a loss?
I mean, that sounds like a Billy Napier win if I've ever heard of one.
I know. He's going to say multiple scores, you know. But that's my big one is nobody's going to be watching this game outside of Gainesville. But if you are watching this game and it's 17-3 at half, I mean, even though you're winning, I would imagine the emails are firing up.
Yeah, I know you're down on Florida.
Yeah, just a little bit.
They're going to win by 60-something points. They're going to kick the shit out of that team. Just like Mizzou, Shane, shout out Brian Simpson. He gave us $5. M-I-Z.
Hell yeah.
I really have nothing to say, but damn, you guys are the shit I watch every day. So how about that one, Shane, with the Barney Purple Bears coming to town? apparently, Bo Prabula is going to start the game.
Yeah.
Apparently. And Sam Horn is going to play the entire second half. So I don't know. Drink's kind of done this before, if memory serves. I don't know why they don't rotate them every other series like a normal competition. But again, I don't know that we'll have any major takeaways of how these guys look against Central Arkansas. But any reaction to that news?
I'm not a huge fan of that rotation. I would almost prefer one quarter, second quarter type thing, because right. this game should be over by half. And right. And I'm not saying they're going to take their foot off the gas or anything, but, you know, we're going to be watching it. This is the first SEC game of the year, and there's going to be a lot of people watching it. And if we leave here with quarterback questions, I mean, how many times have we seen a quarterback competition and we leave it and we're like, I don't know who you start. You know what I'm saying? I'd almost want my coach just to pick one and let's roll with it so we can get behind that guy, because now it's going to be a whole bunch of finger pointing, like, well, you know, let's say this game's not a big deal, but next one, if they lose to Kansas, oh my gosh, it's because they picked the wrong quarterback, Mike. That's exactly what's going to happen. That's the bad thing about quarterback competitions.
You better not lose week two.
You better not lose. You better not.
What if that's Drink's master plan? Like, he really likes Sam Horn, but he doesn't want Kansas to know that. He doesn't want to see Sam Horn with the starters. He's just kind of throwing a complete wrench in the game plan preparation for Kansas. Would you buy that?
No.
He's playing 4D chess out there. You know what?
Which one would his daughter date? That's the one I want to know.
Hey, appreciate you. Cousin Zoob just became a member. Cousin, welcome
to the family.
We appreciate you.
Hell yeah. Cousin Zoob.
Two damn days till SEC football.
2 days, baby.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
It is not. Like, the other day I went golfing at Saturday morning, you know? Mm-hmm. Went out there. Golf for 3.5 hours, came home, cleaned up, and I watched football. You know, and granted, it wasn't SEC football, but I was like, dude, this is it. I've made it. You know, that was the perfect day. Now we're gonna have that this Saturday with some SEC action, brother. I cannot wait.
It was a nice little appetizer, wasn't it?
It was. I was glad we had it. I know you didn't like it. What'd they call it? They're calling it something. Farmer Bowl or something?
Farmageddon?
I thought that was a good name, but it was the best action was out there on the streets, you know?
Shout out Carl. He gave us 5 more donations, Shane. Gator Fred, James Ferris, Chaotic Destiny, Dakota, and Michael Bratton. You've all made it. Courtesy of Cousin Carl. Welcome to the family.
About time Mike Bratton did something, you know?
I'm just honored to be in this family.
I'm paying $4.99. You're getting yours for free.
Thanks to Cousin Carl.
Jeez.
All right. Hey, how about something we haven't talked about, Shane? I hate to be Debbie Downer over here.
Don't. Things are going too good, Mike. You know, they're going too damn good.
Are there any games you're concerned about? And this is kind of the one on everyone's mind here. Toledo in Kentucky.
Everyone's mind? Yeah, I don't think anybody's thought of Kentucky outside of Kentucky.
Well, no, I'm telling you, when we ask about who's getting upset,
In the SEC,
the number one response I get is Toledo beating Kentucky.
Damn. Man, that would suck. I'd hate it. I mean, I can't wait to do the emergency podcast after it, but can Nick Rouse come into that one? I'm not wishing that on anybody. Nobody should lose to Toledo. And, you know, Kentucky fans deserve a lot better. And, you know, that's the bad thing. The optimism is like at an all-time high, including in Lexington, you know, because I follow a lot of Kentucky fans. I mean, honestly, when this show started, Mike, some of our biggest fan base was in Kentucky, you know, and grown with them, loved them, kind of rooted for them, long as they weren't playing that team in orange. And now it's like, we're losing to Toledo? Man, no. After everything that Mark built and everything that Kentucky built, they don't want to go back to that, the dark days, you know?
Right.
They want to move forward, and Toledo would put them right back there.
But is there a chance, Shane, that, again, that this is a popular – I mean, maybe it's just trolls, you know, saying, well, I'd love to see Kentucky lose and Stoops lose, that this motivates – I mean, imagine being in that locker room and you're hearing or seeing any of this online. That's got to, I would think, motivate you to go out there and whoop Toledo's ass, and maybe that's exactly what will happen.
You and motivating. Yeah, that's what they need, a little motivation up there in Kentucky.
Well, no, hell, I think they did. I think they had a country club mentality up there the last couple of years.
No, yeah, I think you're correct, and they catered to a lot of divas. And
right.
What I'm hearing is, you know, you always hear these mottos and whatnots that they put all on slogans and everything. I kind of hate that, you know, kind of Butch Jones shit. But one thing that I do like about this team is when they say blue collar, when they say getting your lunch pail and going to work, I feel like that's what Kentucky's going to be doing this year. I mean, they're led by somebody that probably was working in the mines last year, Calzada. And I feel like that this is a perfect opportunity to come out here and galvanize this team, because you're right. Because this locker room, as long as they're working together, who gives a shit what, you know, that fat bastard down there in Tennessee saying about him? You know what I'm saying? That doesn't matter when you create that family. And we've seen a lot of football teams like this that have had haters and have had doubters come out here and play better because they're playing as a team and not a bunch of individuals like they have the last couple seasons.
Yeah. Hey, shout out Alex Rivera. Shane gave us $5. One day closer, cousins. Let's go.
Hell yeah. Come on, cuz.
We haven't talked Mighty Texas, Shane. Mighty Texas. Number one in the country, but an underdog in the opener. How about that? I don't know if that's ever happened before. Thoughts on this Archmania showdown? SEC needs it. I don't know if Texas needs it, but I think the SEC needs it, because we need to shut up the Big Ten and all these damn Buckeyes that are still in our comments from last year's videos.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of this one. Actually, we should probably bring up, because I don't think it's been settled yet, but YouTube and
Fox, we may not even be able to get to watch it.
I mean, they got to get, well, we'll have something in common with Portnoy, won't we? they've got to get this shit settled. I don't know why they wait to the 12th hour to finally make some movement here. I know why they do it, but it just hurts the fans. But this is a massive game, Mike. Obviously, most people are going to be watching this one. If you were to pick which SEC game is going to have the most viewers, it's definitely going to be this one here. Those to see Arch Manning either succeed or fail. Those to see Texas either to succeed or fail. Or same thing with Ohio State. These are two teams that are probably going to be in the college football playoffs. But more importantly, it is a temperature gauge. It is a moment to see, is the SEC further along than the Big Ten? Or is the Big Ten going to repeat and get another national championship? This will always be kind of that measuring stick that we go back to, say, well, you know, Texas lost by two scores. Why are we going to give, you know, it is going to hurt the conference as a whole if we lose this football game. So, yeah, Texas, we got to have it. Got to have this one.
Will we be able to handle Texas fans if they go up there and whoop Ohio State's ass?
No. Remember what I told you about Oklahoma winning by 50? Texas will be in here the moment that, and I hope we could get on here and get back. That'd be awesome to get on here and do an emergency podcast after Ohio State's lose. I bet we won't get as many listeners as the time Tennessee did it, but yeah, that would be a fun one.
Yeah, I can't wait. But again, you know, it's the beauty and the curse of this expanded playoff.
Yeah.
Like, this game would mean the world in a 4-team playoff.
Yeah.
It's still awesome in a 12-gamer. But even if you do suffer a narrow defeat, because those cheating bastards do something cheating up there, like, it doesn't even kill you from anything. You know what I mean? So
right.
I don't know. Does that take any of the luster of the game off, or not at all?
No. This is the ultimate kickoff, man. And, you know, similar to like what the NFL does, I like that these two teams are facing off again. I think it's just you want to talk about action. We've got so much week one action. Like, we haven't even got to some of the best games. This one right here could be the best game. Most likely, most people are calling this one. The media loves this one. But at the end of the day, man, this is just one of many that we're going to get to see Saturday.
Yeah, we haven't hit on LSU going to Clemson. Shane, can T-Bob's heart take another LSU loss? Oh, man, this is going to be a showdown, too. I think this might even be a better game in Texas. Ohio State.
Could be. I mean, you want to talk about the title here, who needs the win the most?
Yeah.
Brother, this is a good spot for it because I feel like Brian Kelly – he's saying the right stuff. I mean, you listen to him in the pressers. He's kind of put all his chips on the table and said, hey, I've put everything into it for this year. You know, like, this is the year. Like, thank you for being patient with me the last three seasons. This fourth year is the year that we're making that run. And, brother, you drop to Clemson. You talk about tripping. And Clemson's not a pushover. You know, there's some people that are saying Clemson could win a national championship, not on this damn show, but they're out there. And I feel like if you lose to Clemson, they're going to look right back to Brian Kelly and say, not only can you not win week one, but this team will never win a national championship with Coach Kelly at the helm.
Yeah, but I do think, and it's funny that you were talking Clemson. Not that we hype them up ever.
No.
But if there's a team that's going to get exposed in this game,
yeah,
I think it's Clemson. Because, again, what they got their ass kicked by every SEC team they faced last year. Mm-hmm. The only reason they made the playoff is because they were in that weak-ass conference and they got to play SMU in the ACC championship. I mean, what a joke that is. You know, they didn't deserve to be in the playoff, but I don't know. I don't know where all the hype's coming from. Again, I'm not like, I don't think LSU's making the playoff either. So no. I'm not saying they're necessarily elite, but if they go on the road and do something they haven't done since 2019, I'll begin to change my tune. This is the road to elite. This is where it starts, I think, for Brian Kelly and company, don't you?
Yeah, this is, I mean, you could pick on, you can make fun of Coach Kelly. You can, you know, that's okay. Well deserved, right? But when you, if you come out here and you just destroy Clemson, not just destroy, I mean, just beat them. You just look like a better football team. Then I think we kind of shift the narrative a little bit and say, you know what? Maybe we weren't patient enough for Coach Kelly.
Well, he that's what he's preaching down there. He needs time.
Jay. He needs time. Well, I mean, he even said it with somebody asked him about transfers and stuff. He's like, well, I wasn't going to bring him up here if we're going to suck, you know? I'm paraphrasing. He's like, I had to build a freaking team. Now we got one. I brought him in. Come on, let's roll. God.
These guys will fucking say anything, won't they?
I thought that was beautiful. That was art, man.
Hey, how about this? So this is another one that Roush got me thinking, Shane.
Uh-huh.
South Carolina, Virginia Tech. He said, buddy, this is one that could go down to the wire. And again, we love Shane Beamer. Should be the first coach contract extension, according to Cousin Shane. But the only negative you could say, even if you're a Gamecock fan, is they've started slow seemingly every year under him. That guarantees nothing moving forward. They could start fast as hell.
Yeah.
But this is a game with you as a heavy favorite, an 8-point favorite here. You cannot afford to lose the Beamer Bowl here. This is pretty interesting. Sunday night game here, Virginia Tech, South Carolina. A lot on the line for the Gamecocks.
Yeah. I don't think it is as much pressure as some of these other teams, but you better believe there's a little extra pressure in the Beamer household. I think Coach even said that his dad, you know, is like, he just hopes both teams play well. You know? Like, he's like, Shane's like, no, hell no, that's not what we're doing. We got to be South Carolina fans here. But no, this is a big one for individuals too. I think Lenore Sellers, we can't sit here at the end of the day and say, hey, I hope Lenore Sellers wins a Heisman and then lose to Virginia Tech. This is an opportunity for him to use this game as a platform. And, you know, if South Carolina is truly back, if they are, that's been the downfall, the Achilles heel for Coach Beamer is the up and down seasons and the slow starts. You put that narrative to bed if you come out here and you beat up on them Hokies.
And this will be a real opportunity, too, for Lenore Sellers.
Yes.
Nationally televised Sunday. You know, he wants to validate the Heisman hype.
Yeah.
He's not going to win it, you know, against Virginia Tech. No one's going to give him the trophy for that. But you come out here, and you're the star player. You're the best player on the field, which you are.
Yeah. Well,
and if you're not, it's because your teammate Dylan Stewart is an amazing player too. But you know, if you are, you got to showcase that, get that Heisman buzz started. I think that starts Sunday, nationally televised as well.
Yes, absolutely.
You know who else is a star, Shane?
Who's that?
Tennessee Legend Distillery just gifted 10 memberships to the Cousins. Shout out!
Hell yeah,
Cousin Brian! Shout out! Here's all the guys that Cocky Gaming. How ironic there.
I think he picked that one.
Brandon Wyckoff.
Yeah.
Girth Brooks. Yeah, Yonko Slayer. Cool name. Uh-oh. Moved on me here. Lemel Jones.
Yeah.
Williams Cash. Tim Kentucky Big Blue Fan. Austin Wetzler. Payton 8447, Larry Hildenbrand, you have all been gifted.
Hell yeah.
Welcome
to the family.
Courtesy of Tennessee Legends. Yeah.
And shout out, Tennessee Legends. If you are in town, Sevierville, the location there on 66, between noon and mid-kickoff, come in there. The guy that's running this right now is going to be in a booth that you can dunk him with a softball. All right, they're doing a fundraiser. One of their teammates, sad news, is you know, battling the C word, and they're trying to put a fundraiser together. And they're also going to do donations for the Cousins. So, five Cousins that make it to this location between these times will be gifted a $100 gift card for Tennessee Legend Distillery. So be sure to check that out. Again, that's this Saturday between noon and mid kickoff. So if you are in town, swing by and see the Cousins.
Yeah. Thank you, Tennessee Legends. That's awesome.
Hell yeah.
All right. Any other teams? Shane, we ever hit much on Georgia? But that's probably they're a 50-point favorite here.
So I listen to all these coaches talk, right?
Uh-huh.
The most boring one that I heard was this week. I mean, could you imagine how Kirby just sitting up there petting on Marshall? Oh, my gosh, Marshall's such a good team, good coach, blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, my gosh, it felt like Nick Saban 2.0 up there, you know? Nothing fruitful came from that conversation.
No, and I heard someone speaking on this, Shane. I think Marshall returns one player that has thrown a football. I think they return like two players that have rushed the football. I don't think they return any receivers.
No.
And I think eight of their top 10 tacklers are gone. Where are all these guys gone, Shane? They went to Southern Miss because their coach left. So they just went with them. So, yeah, this is a pick-your-score type game. I will be interested to see what Gunnar Stockton looks like, you know, with a full camp, full offseason to get prepared. Yeah. Hope he looks like $1 million. He should, given all the lack of continuity there for Marshall, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. But that was one of the questions that was asked, you know, are we going to see another quarterback? So, you know, he's not going to come out here like drink, but don't be surprised if you don't see more quarterback action here. You know what I'm saying? This game should be over by half. I'd love for him to get some of these younger guys in there, some of these that are still fighting for starting positions, you know?
Right. Hey, shout out, Shane. We just had a question here from Alex. Yeah, Alex Rivera. Are y'all live streaming any games? Yeah, we're going to do the Auburn game,
yes,
if you missed it. So that's going to be Friday, 8 o'clock Eastern. I don't know why it's so late, 7 Central.
Yeah.
Probably because it's nationally televised, biggest game in town.
Yeah.
Shane's already declared it, and I kind of agree with him. The team that needs to win the most this weekend. So we're going to be locked in, watching that live. We're going to be taking a shot.
Going to be like this? No, I've lowered the TV, so I won't be looking at the ceiling.
It'll make me laugh so hard. All right. But, yeah, so that'll be the game we live stream for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and Saturday, I mean, who knows what's going to happen Saturday, but for sure Mike will be on after the games to do his power rankings. That's always a fun show. We'll be drinking some Tennessee Legend, his finest there. So, but it's also, I just like the uncorked version, pun intended, when Mike's drinking at the end of the night.
Well, speaking of drinking, ACV, I'm drinking one of you, buddy. He just gifted a membership, Shane. Cousin Bravo. Bravo. Welcome
to the family.
Courtesy of ACV. We appreciate you, buddy. How about this one? Shane Marshall just gave us $5. Cousin Shane, better pick UTSA over them Aggies. I know he loves them Roadrunners.
You could tell who's not the first time here, you know? As everybody knows, I've got the big Grim Reaper pick coming up as well. Thursday, we're going to be doing those picks. I don't know who I'm going to be locking in, brother, but, you know, those Roadrunners are pretty damn good, so you just never know.
Well, let me ask you this, Shane.
Yes.
Because you got me thinking already. I'm going to throw it up here. I did these as well. These, you know, the not as interesting games here. Steven told me again, UTSA, they got a, you know, he was asking about that, A&M, UTSA. Yeah. UTSA brings back literally zero starters on defense. Excuse me. So again, A&M should have a damn field day with them. I'm not particularly worried about it. But if there is a game that is number one on Cousin Shane's list, I love asking you this, that would require an emergency podcast. which one would, if you had to narrow it down, would that be? Which is a top target for you that would require an emergency podcast, win or lose?
And realistic too, you know. I mean, obviously, if you said the Sharks beat the Gators, then that would be an obvious one. But I don't want to be that obvious. I feel like, I don't want to say it. No, I'm not even going to say it. But at first, I'm not going to say it. Tennessee won. Mm-hmm. Okay, I did say it. Coach Stoops, maybe, but I don't know if that would really warrant enough people to come in here and talk about Kentucky.
Right.
But maybe South Carolina, depending on that situation. That could be one. Those definitely Florida State. Let's just say that one. That is a definite. If Florida State beats Bama, that would be like the ultimate game that I would see.
Yeah, so, that'd be a meltdown, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh yeah. And Georgia, I hate seeing that. Georgia's not, because I've been on the receiving end of that one. Nobody's to schedule that damn football team. But obviously, if that happens, so I would say, if I'm power ranking, most like ones that we would do it, Florida State game beating Bama, Virginia Tech beating South Carolina, and potentially Syracuse and Tennessee. I mean, those three would be that whole right column is the one I'm worried about.
Right. And we haven't talked much Ole Miss, Georgia State. Shane, this is Dale McGee, running back coach at Georgia for a long time under Kirby. He's the head coach down there. It kind of blew my mind. Lane Kiffin was like, you know who their offensive coordinator is, don't you? Hugh Jackson, former NFL head coach.
Yeah.
So he was hyping them up like, man, we cannot take these guys for granted. they will get on your ass. But again, it's a 40-point spread. So what we'll be looking for, aside from probably Austin Simmons slinging it all over the yard here.
For me, the defense, because that was their bread and butter last year. Right. And is it still intact? Is it still as aggressive and dominant, or is there some issues? And it's, you're not going to find that many in this football game, I can't imagine. But, you know, if you give up a couple of long drives, then all of a sudden we got to look and say, hey, wait a minute, what's going on here? Because they would not have done that last season.
No, yeah, no doubt. Hey, one other one. Again, I hate to even broach this, Shane. I hate to broach it.
Don't do it, Mike.
But if there was a favorite that could lose, could it be Hale State, 12-point favorite on the road, Southern Miss? Again, what happened? For anybody that didn't miss it, I'm sure Mississippi State fans are well aware, but I just want the rest of the SEC to be aware. Marshall won 10 games, and then the coach and literally the whole team,
yeah,
they left and they went to Southern Miss. So basically, I mean, you could say this is like a 10-win Southern Miss squad, right? Because they kind of were at Marshall. So I think they won one game in reality. So on paper, it looks like a easy win, and it should be for State. But if you had to pick one, and not saying you're picking one, but if you had to, where like a favorite in the SEC loses, would that be State? Or I mean, I think that's kind of the obvious candidate here.
Kentucky?
Okay.
I mean, we put them in there.
Yeah. I think I got more confidence in Kentucky at home than I do State on the road.
Yeah. Yeah, and basically they're good. You know, Kirby didn't tell me about this Marshall team, you know. No, I'm really not worried. I think what comes from that game, and people won't be talking about it that much, but I feel like this is going to be a game where State actually shows life. You know, I'm expecting an exciting football team this year, exciting brand. And, you know, again, I'm not getting the cart in front of the horse. They've got a long season ahead of them. But I'm more looking forward to them saying, hey, this isn't 2024 Mississippi State. This is a Jeff Lebby football team that now has a full year under his belt coming into year two. These kids know what's expected. They know how this system's going to operate. And I would love nothing more than to see them come out here guns a-blazing, and because they can really have an exciting offense for once.
Well, speaking of guns a-blazing, Shane.
Chris Fryer,
welcome
to the family.
And I think I missed this one. ACV, so generous, Shane. He gifted another one.
Damn,
I gotta find
it. You can't hide Texas money. You just can't. That old money. That's where is that steer money? I don't know what they got.
This time, Shane, he's gifted the Labo.
Welcome to the family.
Hope I didn't butcher that too bad.
I was watching that Jerry Jones special, you know, and he was talking about putting all his money in one old rig, and it hit, and he bought the Dallas Cowboys.
What if that's his cousin JR?
Is it? JR, sorry. I have faith.
Hey, shout out Carl. Cousin Carl, Shady, give us $10. If drunk on Tennessee legend and wanted to wager, who do I bet with? You already know my bookie, right?
Oh, yeah. All right, man. One more.
He just gifted one more.
Damn, see, I told you.
It is Texas Jerry, money. Isn't it?
Yeah, he's like, he wants me to do the impersonation again.
He's gifted a membership. Oh, man, what a name. He's gifted a membership, Shane.
Yeah.
Always Cocky Rooster.
Always. Welcome to the family.
I'm losing my voice over here.
One last thing before we go, Mike. I want to talk. What did you think about the fake injury thing? We got to see a little bit of that. That's one thing, you know, we didn't really get to talk much about, but there are some new rules implemented this season. That was one that kind of stood out to me. they popped him with a penalty for doing a fake injury.
What if Ole Miss wins like five games this year?
I knew you were going to go back to Ole Miss.
No, I mean, I like it. I'm not a fan of the fake injuries, you know?
No, I'm not either. I was just curious in your opinion if you thought. I think it's going to be a good thing, and it's reviewable. That's what I love about it. You know what else I love, Mike? JP putting in all the work and effort for today's shout-outs. Today's shout-outs go to Cousin JR, Josh Weaver, Steven Up, Liquid Flames, Horton Hears You, Gunner Ward, War Dam Ohio, Vol Pet, Boomer Sooner Forever, Carl Juckins. Is his brother coming back to college football? I don't know. I don't know if you heard that one. Brian Simpson, Floki Simmons. Mm-hmm. And there's another one, right? He's got the dot dot dots. He may still be typing. here we go. Alex Rivera, Forrest Whittle, Tennessee Legend Distillery, ACV 3324, and Mard Hawk. I appreciate you, and I appreciate all the cousins. Shout out! I want to give a shout out. Big donor today, Steven Up from Bama. We are going to be sending you a $100 gift certificate to Tennessee Legend Distillery. Yeah. So be sure to email us at thatsecpodcast@gmail.com with your information. Tennessee Legend has allowed us to send you a $100 gift certificate to get some of this fine Tennessee hooch right here.
And between the hedges, Shane just gave us $5. Thanks, JP.
Thank you, cuz.
Add it to the list. all right, so hey, yeah. Tomorrow, Shane.
Yeah.
How does Mailbag Wednesday sound?
Mailbag Wednesday sounds fantastic. Yes, I think a good mailbag right before the college football starts. But before that, don't forget, for you early birds, that's right, maybe you haven't been drinking too much, and you get up 7:30, hang out with Cousin Shane. We're going to talk a little college football, and we're also going to talk about an interesting comment. There was, I don't know if you saw this, but they're retiring the old Buffalo out there in Colorado, right? Mm-hmm. Apparently, he doesn't want to run anymore. Been there, right? So I got me thinking of the old Pirate, and if all these mascots got together and had them a Royal Rumble, who would win? We're going to find out tomorrow morning, so be sure to tune in 7:30 for SEC Hangover, and we're going to talk about the mascots, who would kick whose ass.
Wow, yeah, I can't wait for that, Shane. So we're going to have the morning show. We'll have the a little bit later afternoon show with Stephen Lassen. He's going to make his picks for every single SEC game, and then we'll do the mailbag show. So we got you covered with three episodes tomorrow. Hopefully my voice is fully back. But hey, I cannot speak much anymore, Shane. We do appreciate each and every one of you. Cannot wait to see you tomorrow, one day closer to SEC football. Until then, we'll catch you on the next one.
All right, see you guys. Go Vols.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the Pirate, and the Pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.